This morning's lectionary could take us a couple of places, probably more than that. We could focus on Acts, and we could focus on the cost of discipleship in Stephen. We could focus on Jesus working with the disciples and them having to be told again that Christ is the way. But this morning we're going to talk about rocks. Actually, we're going to talk about stones. In Scripture, living stone is not rock lying on the ground, but cut from the living rock itself, quarried. Stone cutting is seriously hard work, and stone cutters don't just cut stone on speculation. There is a purpose to the stone cutting. In Stonington, it was to have blocks that would go on to Boston and New York to build structures in those cities. These are stones with a purpose, not just stones plot up in a field and a range of stones along the edges, but something cut for a specific task from a specific place. Today's epistle reading from Peter quotes the prophet Isaiah about Christ the cornerstone. Peter, though, goes even further than Isaiah did. Peter makes it clear that Jesus is living stone chosen by God the Father. Now, if you're building a building or a bridge or anything else, you use stone that you would choose based on its qualities. Generally, you're looking for stone without impurities that would weaken it, so that the structure will be durable and last forever. If you choose otherwise, let's say as George Washington did for the initial building of Washington, D.C., you end up with a different result. The Aquia sandstone used in Washington was always sandstone. It could be nothing else. That's where it was quarried. Though quarried specifically for the task of building Washington structures, it remained true to its Aquia sources as a soft sandstone that eventually failed and had to be replaced. On the other hand, if Stonington granite was selected, as it was for buildings in Boston and New York, it also remained true to its source and never stopped being Stonington granite. Like the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, it's still there. The Messiah had to be God, had to be of God, quarried from God to fulfill his purpose. It was the only quarry that was sufficient for the work of the Messiah. So it's important that the stone be selected and quarried, and that it be chosen wisely. Isaiah states that God chose the precious stone that would be the Messiah, the cornerstone. It would be quarried as living stone from its source, the Father, and would forever remain true to that source. In today's gospel, Jesus is questioned by the disciples about how they can see the Father. He simply tells them that they can see the Father in him, the Messiah. All work done by the Messiah is really being done by the Father, since he is the source, and that whatever they ask in the name of the Messiah, they will be given for the glory of God. It all tracks back to the divine quarry. Peter carries the discussion further. Just as Jesus the Messiah is a living stone quarried from its source for a purpose, so too are we. Each of us is a living stone chosen by God for some purpose and placed here for that purpose. It may be that the purpose strikes us as being particularly bold, let's say in Eric Little, the Scottish Olympics runner in the movie Chariots of Fire, who went on to become a missionary in China. Or perhaps a John Wanamaker, who not only started a famous department store chain in Philadelphia in the 1800s, but went on to become a leader in that city's YMCA movement and a teacher in one of the city's churches. The list of eye-catching people chosen by God is endless. And it includes us, you, me. We have been quarried from the source and placed here for a specific God-given reason. Whatever that reason, whatever the task, all are providentially appointed and all are equally important. You were chosen at your beginning to be something in this creation that God intended you to be. Sometimes we come to this early on and fall into our divine purpose. Sometimes it takes time and trials on our part for us to finally get that purpose. I think it is most common when we don't know. When we wonder what we are doing and why, to discover later that there seemed to be some point beyond ourselves to what we were doing. Perhaps we are placed here specifically to parent a child who will bring along another child who brings along another. That is enough, as each fulfills the plan that God has for them. Perhaps we are here for a particular moment that we can't foresee and may not even see in hindsight. It really isn't important for us to know what that divine intent is, just that there is one, and that if we live consistent with God's plan, that we are fulfilling his intent, and that there is a continuum of divine intentions for each of us. It's not just a one and done. What is important is to know and embrace that we are living stones cut from the divine quarry, just as Peter conveys in the text today. We are not accidental stones dug up in the soil as we try to plant a tree, just to be cast aside. If we do not take up God's grace, though, then we lack that purpose for which we are intended. We become just rocks. As Peter relates it, what makes us special is that divine intent in being part of it. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Just as Jesus tells the disciples that they know the Father through him, the Messiah, so we should remember that as we call ourselves Christians, so the world will look for Christ in us. Will they find him? Whatever else God has planned for us, has quarried us for sure it is so that the world will know through us that he is God. It is another opportunity to ask yourself whether this is what you reflect, and whether we are living the words of Micah when he says that God expects us to be just, compassionate, and to walk humbly with him. Is that what we're doing? Go into this week knowing that God has quarried you from his own quarry for a purpose. By God's grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, and by Scripture alone, we may give all glory to God alone as we seek to be his people and reflect him in our lives. Amen.